Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Several journalists report screen issues with Samsung Galaxy Fold review unit. The Verge says his device has developed a small bump beneath the screen and minor dents on the display. CNBC has tweeted a video of a flickering display, and other reviewers noted issues after removing a protective layer. Samsung says it will inspect the faulty review units, and the company notes that the protective layer should not be removed as it is part of the display structure. Huawei, the world's second biggest maker of smartphones, has laid down the gauntlet to its rivals, saying it plans to sell a 5G phone for just $600, roughly half of the price that analysts expected for next-generation handsets. Expensive phones are seen as one of the challenges for the widespread adoption of 5G, the next generation of mobile internet. But Huawei's price point is likely to pose a serious threat to rivals such as Apple. After a fear that lasted more than a year, Google and Amazon both announced that the native YouTube app will return to Amazon's Fire TV products later this year. In late 2017, YouTube pulled its app from Amazon services after complaining that Amazon doesn't carry Google products like Chromecast and Google Home, among other concerns. Now it appears that the two tech giants have at least somewhat put their differences behind them, and YouTube, YouTube TV, and YouTube Kids will eventually be available on Fire TV sometime this year. Additionally, Amazon will add Chromecast and Android TV integration for its Prime Video mobile app. Amazon plans to discuss two research papers this year that discuss how Alexa recognizes sound through the company's machine learning systems. At the International Conference on Acoustics, Speech and Signal Processing in Germany, Amazon will detail how it trained Alexa to recognize when a human is speaking rather than a TV or a speaker, as well as its experiments with semi-supervised learning. Facebook has admitted to unintentionally uploading the address books of 1.5 million users without consent, and says it will delete the collected data and notify those affected. The discovery follows criticism of Facebook by security experts for a feature that asks new users for their email password as part of the sign-in process. As well as exposing users to potential security breaches, those who provided passwords found that immediately after their email was verified, the site began importing contacts without asking for permission. Facebook has now admitted it was wrong to do so and said that the upload was inadvertent. This was a shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.